Cake's mayor, Heinrich Kadaik, sees the $40 million of state road funding as a step toward cheaper power via the Cake-Petersburg intertie.
You know, I've always put the intertie first, and I always will. And I feel like, you know, this is one step closer to where I've been working for the last 9 years, and I think it's kind of happened because I believe once we get this thing going, you know, the SEPA's in charge of Petersburg, Ketchikan, Wrangell. We would like them to control our intertie. But without a road, there's no way we can convince them to take charge of our intertie, I think.
The state gave SEPA, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, $3 million to start looking at projects. Interim CEO of SEPA, Dave Carlson, says that money will help fund another study of the Cake-Petersburg intertie. Carlson says the Inside Passage Electrical Cooperative, or IPEC, which sells power to Cake, and the Alaska Energy Authority are also involved.
There's a cobweb of intrigue regarding this project, as you probably know. It's going to be kind of a crooked roadmap, meaning it snakes all over the place. Not anything else but that. But a lot of decisions have to be made. We'll have to, kind of have decision-making milestones built into this whole process where it'll kind of be a go-no-go, depending on the challenges that we run into.
Cake has campaigned for this project for decades, but there are a lot of problems. Permits could be hard to get. SEPA already struggles to provide enough energy to the municipalities it currently serves. Without a new source of power, SEPA wouldn't be able to service Cake during parts of the winter. And just to construct a power line, it would cost around $40 million. Carlson says the study will look at the economics.
The Cake-Petersburg intertie is not a slam dunk. There's economic challenges to that project. We took it on, agreed to take it on collaboratively, working with IPEC and the state, really to see whether you can build the intertie and that the benefits of hydro going over the transmission system to Cake will be an economic advantage to the ratepayers. It has to make economic sense. I think the key deal breaker is what are the projected maintenance costs expected to be on the line? I think that is the number one key consideration.
SEPA constructed and maintains 175 miles of transmission lines that connect two hydro projects with Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. Carlson says SEPA won't do the Cake project if it means higher power costs for current power customers. It costs about $1 million a year to service the existing grid by helicopter. That helicopter maintenance could be too costly for the village of Cake with only 580 people.
It is a relatively benign line, as you know. It certainly isn't anything like the Swamtie Intertech. Regardless of what route is selected, there's a lot of roads that are already in place. You could drive a truck instead of flying a helicopter, and that really, really helps.
Even though a Cake-Petersburg road would mean lower maintenance costs for the power line, which is a big concern, Carlson says the road project has no influence on the intertie project. Robert Venables works with the intertie project for Southeast Conference, a regional organization of businesses and communities. He says technically the two projects don't depend on each other. They are both conducting separate environmental impact statements, also known as EISs. The intertie EAS is much further along than the one on the road. Venables says the road and the intertie don't share the same budget, but he says it's hard to predict what will happen to the intertie if the road project stalls.
I don't know if there is an answer to that question right now. That is a concern on everyone's mind, but you know, we're moving forward in as much as we can to make it as ready as possible. We're working on these projects separately, but we do share information. Obviously, the information that this EIS process has gathered will be of use to the folks at DOT, and they're welcome to it. But the intertie project will be a separate project, and we hope that there'll be synergies between the two if they both move forward. But we definitely want to get this intertie built as soon as possible.
At this point, the intertie may be getting some good energy from the road project. It has enjoyed strong political support from Senator Bert Stedman, co-chair of the Senate's Finance Committee, and Governor Sean Parnell, who says the road is an opportunity for Cake and Petersburg. But there are still opponents. The prospect of a road through the otherwise roadless community of Kuprinov has upset residents. Many people also question the logistics of building a ferry to connect Petersburg and the Kuprinov Road. Back in 2003, residents in Cake actually voted against the road connection to Petersburg. In the meantime, both projects are making progress. Robert Venables expects they will finish the Intertie EIS by the end of the year. The Federal Highway Administration, in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service and the State Department of Transportation, are moving forward with their environmental surveys for the road. And as the cost of energy goes up, the mayor of Cake says the people of Cake have begun to open their minds to a Cake-Petersburg connection.
The feeling of this community is we need cheaper energy. We need something to stimulate our economy. And the only thing only way we're going to get it is having the Cake-Petersburg Intertie. And the only way that's going to happen is with a maintenance route.
This summer, SEPA is starting meetings with potential Intertie consulting firms. After they choose a firm, they will start cost analysis surveys and looking into permits. CEO Dave Carlson says if it all does work out, it still will be several years before SEPA finishes any kind of Cake-Petersburg Intertie. In Petersburg, I'm Alexis Kenyon.